As the solar console energies come in to this transmission, you can resonate with them in order to align yourself to that frequency. The solar console are beings that are multidimensional, that oversee the progression of consciousness within our solar system. That's why it's called a solar console. And the solar console anchor point is inside our sun. As the solar energy radiates through the entire solar system, it encompasses every component of the universal intelligence that is available within the parameters of the simulation that the solar system holds, that the being that is the sun holding for all of us. And inside that space, each planet has its own environment that is generated by the consciousness of the planet. It's a space that's anchored in gravity, a singularity that then propagates the space with itself as the consciousness of its own intelligence, which then radiates further into anyone that exists within the parameters of that environment. So our planet, Earth, has its own anchor, its own resonance, and its own simulation, an environment, a classroom in which we are learning. All of us are within the environment that she produces as the space through which we can then connect to the universal intelligence. You can think of it like stair-stepping, your own universal intelligence anchor through the planetary anchor, through the solar system anchor that solar console facilitates, and then further out galactic anchor, and then further out universal anchor. So the universal intelligence actually propagates all the space, allowing us to have access to this sort of universal internet of consciousness that we can learn to live plugged into. So that's like having a constant access to anything that you need at any moment, which then helps you feel purposeful in all the actions and confident in your choices, in what you're choosing to do in your life. Universal intelligence stair-stepping is related to stargates. Stargate, gate as a portal, as an opening. It's not a hole in space like many people think of a stargate. It's a sphere. All stargates are actually spheres of consciousness that we can walk into. And on the inside, it's calibrated to the next frequency level. That's how dimensional travel occurs. So our sun is a stargate, an anchor point in which the being itself exists. Then propagates the space with itself, and that's how we have the solar system in which other beings like you and I and all of the stars and planets and everything that connects to it can exist and learn. But our sun is holographically a component of a stargate system that then connects to all the other stars, which are all stargates. So, in a giant holographic sense, the universe is one stargate, one consciousness that radiates in all directions. And in doing so, through that, you can shift, like taking an elevator to a different dimension within the stargates, like dialing a particular frequency, and then you pop out from entering the sphere in a different dimension and different frequency with access to different information. So our sun as an actual star materially, that's what we see in the third dimension. And third dimension is part of the lower subharmonic of this multi-dimensional universe. So the way that the solar console sees the universe is 12-dimensional system. So if we look at the universe from the perspective of 12 dimensions, then our sun is in the third dimension and the lower three dimensions, one, two, and three, that's the lowest subharmonic that is physicalized. So this is what we see as material stuff. When we go beyond that, you still get different dimensions, different realities with different parameters for learning and different knowledge, different wisdom, different learning experiences. And to be able to shift between one to another, stargate is required. Those stargates can be within a larger body. Those are natural stargates, like let's say within the sun. They could also be artificial. There are many civilizations that know how to build them with external technology. But there's also stargate that we represent, each one of us, and that's the internal technology of being able to shift between different levels of information, knowledge, wisdom, and experience. So our system, original design, is actually a stargate. We, in a sense, are not that dissimilar from the sun itself because the energy circulates through us the same way. Everything in the universe is set in a holographic concept of, it's actually a holographic, fractal, and centropic. So those three components are in there. Without getting too complicated on that, hologram is that every part of the whole is within one thing, right? And a fractal, it's a combination of the same thing that can be compressed or opened up. And centropic means that it's feeding itself, it's self-sufficient, self-sourcing. So the whole universe is based on these three components. But to simplify, it's the shape of a tube torus. So you get the vertical column, and then you get kind of like the shape of an apple. The energy goes in all directions and pours in from the bottom, goes through the center, goes around the top. That kind of a circulation, the central part of it, the vertical tube in the middle, that if you compress that bubble a little bit flatter, kind of like a bagel, that middle part, that's the stargate. That's actually how the design of the entire universe is set up. That is our sun as well. That's what solar system looks like from the eyes of the solar console. It's a one giant stargate that constantly translates information and gathers wisdom and then broadcasts that wisdom. And each one of us can do the same by aligning ourselves with that system so that we activate our internal technology, that internal hologram that matches that stargate energy circulation, essentially. A very good component here to explain what universal intelligence is. That does connect to the tri-state of God source. So in a tri-state, as in Trinity of God, which is the cosmic root substance, the magnetic, the creator, the stirrer of creation, and then the code or the simulations in which we live in, the entire multidimensional universe essentially is that. All of that being the tri-state of God source. So when we call this oneness, we're talking about more of a experiential feeling perception of it. When we talk about the structures within that, we're talking about more of the electric perspective, but they are interconnected, interwoven as one reality. And all souls come from source. We all come from the same place. And as we choose as a soul to separate from that God source in our perception, not literally since we are all God source anyway, but separate in order to explore reality, we go on different paths. And throughout those paths, we learn something. We gather wisdom through our own unique experiences. This is how essential we each are to the universal consciousness, because universal intelligence is actually a combined wisdom of all of us. It's not something that is separate from us. Like you're over here and you don't know, and out there is some God that knows. Actually, God and us, it's the same thing. So because of that, everything that we have ever learned in this lifetime or in other lifetimes, in lifetimes on other planets, in our existences in different dimensions, all those experiences, once something has been acquired as understanding of reality, that is God understanding itself. So this is the source energy kind of mirroring itself through us, individual sparks of it, in order to broadcast back to it what we have learned. So that's the mirror effect. That's the centropic part of what I was saying earlier, the way the solar console sees it as a fractal holographic syntropy. So you get fractals and tri as a front on the fern, you know, it's kind of curves like that. That's called a compressed fractal. So every simulation, every star, every environment, like our planet or our sun, the star, they are compressed fractals versus, let's say, expanded fractal that would be a galaxy versus more expanded component of a fractal that would be holographically the whole universe. And this entropy, that's the part of recycling itself. That's the piece of God's source learning about itself through all of us. So universal intelligence is a gathered wisdom from all of us that is deposited into the universe and then shared among all the species. So something that a being learned in a different dimension, a different galaxy, that then got deposited into this sort of universal internet of consciousness, then is available to you at any moment because it is the same frequency. Now, that brings us to the component of sort of skipping the steps there as to what kind of technology, I'll get to that later, but the component of application of it, that is essential universal law, that when we have information to apply, it comes to us. In other words, when we just kind of sit there and hope for something to drop in to make us feel more important, or somehow that we start from, oh, I'm not good enough, but I will be enough once I plug into the universal intelligence, that can never work because we start from scarcity. So that's a prerequisite of connecting and gathering information, gathering wisdom, bringing in anything that supports you on your journey, is that it has to be applicable to what you're doing in your life. And that's part of why it's so important to do your own internal personal work and find ways of how you, through your personality, choose to apply it. It doesn't have to become a job or a project, but it does have to have some point, some reason as to why you need it. Like, let's say you're working on having more confidence in your life. Now, there is a reason, right? Confidence is something you desire. So now if you utilize this technology that we will talk about in a moment and connect to the universal intelligence, you will start to bring any information and wisdom that's available out there in the whole universe that is relevant to the subject of you becoming more confident. Like you have now something to apply it to, something to land the information into. That is an essential piece to remember. It has to be applicable. I see that so many times happening with people wishing and hoping, but not having anything to apply it to. And that does not mean project. That just means something internally. When we don't have that, we end up with scarcity as the initial desire. And that universal intelligence cannot respond to, because universal intelligence as a gathered wisdom of all of us is automatically in the frequency of abundance, which means we have to match that abundance frequency in order to gain access to all the riches of the universe. This universal intelligence energy is a particular frequency within each dimension. So it's not kind of everything is everywhere and you just connect and then it happens. There's particular frequency to tune into in each dimension in order to access that particular frequency download into your system. That there has to be a resonance between the receiver and the frequency itself. That means we have to match that particular universal frequency where universal intelligence exists in every dimension. So when we're talking of intelligence here, we're talking about particular frequency codes that then activate your DNA so that your own body, your own vehicle that you're in, can resonate with different wisdom that is sort of downloaded into it and then activate different knowledge, ability, different experiences, different states of being. So first, a little bit of a structural explanation here. In this way that the solar console sees the reality of this universe as in 12 dimensions, inside each dimension, there are 12 levels. So we can think of them, each dimension is an octave. You know, you can put them vertically, sort of. So we're in a third octave. And then there's the next octave and the next octave. They all have the same notes, but each octave is higher frequency-wise. So in each dimension, there would be 12 notes or 12 levels. And level number 11, so the one just before the very top frequency of the dimension before it becomes the next dimension, that's the level where it has a particular look, particular feel, and that is sort of the place where all the wisdom that is within dimension, kind of when it lifts up, it gathers it there. Like think of it like a ceiling, it gets stuck in a little bit before it goes to the next dimension. That's the place that collects all the knowledge. So we live in the third dimension here. We have physical bodies that have energy field around, and these energy bodies extend throughout this dimension. So our 11th body, you can think of it like universal intelligence access body. That is a frequency within you that is already pre-installed, precisely calibrated to the universal intelligence frequency. It's like your personal antenna that you have. And every single being that has a body has that. Depending which dimension you are, would be on a different dimension. But in this dimension, that would be your 11th body frequency that calibrates you to the frequency of universal intelligence. So the key here is to be able to activate your own 11th body. That is your inner technology that's pre-installed. And obviously, depending on the journey that our soul took through different dimensions, different incarnations, different star systems that we have been previously calibrated into, we have that information also like a compressed fractal, sort of downloaded from lifetime to lifetime. And every time you incarnate, you take a form, you actually have all this data available in your own system, but it's not always inside your genetics. It's not always available to your personality and your body. That's the key, to be able to resonate your own unique way of activating this 11th body, this axis, sort of the antenna for the universal intelligence, which then allows you to have this constant resonance with it on an everyday basis. This is actually how this body, my body, this lifetime has been calibrated, that I have constant conscious telepathic access to the universal intelligence. It has not ever be gone. It's sort of been this way my entire life because I am consciously aware of what's going on my 11th body. So that antenna is sort of always working. What this kind of interface allows you to do is that every moment of your life feels purposeful. It feels like you're doing exactly what you're meant to be doing. You're in the right place, in the right time, doing whatever it is that you're meant to do from your soul level. And the personality issues, you know, the lower self-emotional kind of distractions, detours, they don't happen as much. They kind of there in the background. You still, of course, end up with, you know, human desires that are not always in alignment with the higher view, but they don't take you off course because the main flow of energy remains with that universal intelligence all the time. That's having a life of service to the highest degree. You're then becoming a syntropic system, a stargate, when you are actually serving yourself by becoming more advanced in your own understanding, more masterful, and you're serving the space, the community that you're in, may that be people or animals or nature or the whole universe, with your consciousness. So that service becomes to you and then from you to the universe. That's the syntropic system. That is sort of the positive outcome, the result of true access to the universal intelligence. And our personalities always want to kind of take it aside into, and then I can do something with it that's more material. Now, material is okay, but it is a representation of this bigger perspective. And material part only comes when it's actually in alignment. So we would do ourselves a lot of good if we start looking for the access with universal intelligence from the place of I'm enough, I am sovereign, I'm powerful, and I'm brilliantly unique. Those are the four sort of base components that make whatever comes in applicable. And because of that, we actually calibrate ourselves to that 11th level of technology that we have within our systems already. In this body, we get to receive that into our DNA, which then activates those different states, those different abilities, and that's where we start to feel like whatever we're doing making sense to us. Instead of our mental body thinking, what should I do? It kind of comes more from the inside. The energy radiates out, and you find yourself being guided or doing something that is in alignment with what you're meant to do in the first place. So it sort of goes from the abundance viewpoint of I already know, instead of from the scarcity viewpoint that our mental body lives in that says, oh, I have to figure it out. The figuring out is scarcity. The already knowing is abundance. And when we're in alignment with the universal intelligence, then we already know. It's just not mental knowing, so it requires trust. To first explain what technology represents here, so we're clear on what we're talking about. There is natural technology, that is the component of this fractal holographic syntropic system that is tri-state of God source. So that technology is actually part of God source. So that is a natural technology. In other words, it is a structure that exists in the universe, and then as a hologram mimicked into or copied into in a smaller or larger scale into every organism that lives within the universe. Then there is an artificial technology. Artificial technology, that's the external tech. That's the stuff that cultures come up with depending on their development. They build different gadgets and different things which could be used as physical implants, I guess, or spaceships or whatever. That is not what we're talking about. That kind of a technology is necessary for some development of a species, but once you get past certain developmental stage, it's not really applicable anymore, because the way the universe functions is that you cannot progress into oneness of consciousness if you're still utilizing external technology as the means to do it. So in this dimension, in the third dimension, yes, we use external technology, like our computers, for example. Then in the next dimension of the fourth dimension, there's still many species that use external technology, which is sort of form of tech that to us would look practically like magic, but it's still technology and spaceships and so on. In the next dimension of the fifth dimension, still some external technology, but much smaller amount of it, and beings are not as reliant on it. It's just more to benefit their life or simplify their life, but not as important. It's not what drives their civilization. When we get to the next dimension, up to the sixth dimension, there's definitely still some external technology, but really minimal, and usually only on the scale of a planet. Like there could be some system that manages the weather, let's say, on a planet or something like that. So that's a minimal sort of usage of external tech. If you go to the next dimension of the sevens, and remember there are 12 of them, in the sevens, there's already no external technology. Essentially, you as a consciousness cannot move up to the next dimension if you're reliant on external tech to do it. So this is why all this idea of upgrading oneself through either genetic engineering or the implants or whatever, that, you know, sort of a typical community that's into alien type of setup is interested into, that is a limitation on perception. So what we're talking about is development of consciousness. And yes, as a culture, there's some development that does happen with, like we have computers, for example, right? It did enhance our communication on this planet and brought our technology and perception of reality to the next level, because we can understand now that there is such a thing as a simulated game reality in which an avatar can function. So just like we can create computer games and then play the avatar when we're sitting outside of the computer while moving the character on the inside. Same thing, we are, in a sense, living in a simulation, and we are the avatars here, the bodies, within the game, and our souls are the ones playing the game. So that actually helped the consciousness understanding and the progress of consciousness to a certain extent. But when we're talking about the internal technology, we're actually talking about not what enhances our material life or makes communication better, but what enhances our consciousness. Internal technology is always in alignment with the universal sort of blueprint for how the universe itself is made. It's a holographic fractal syntropy. So all the imprints of the universal Stargate, the tube torus, how the energy circulates in it, and the parameters through which the energy needs to move in order to access something, that is the internal technology. So inside your energy field, you would have different bodies. Your 11th body will have access to the 11th level of this dimension. And if you know what you're doing, to 11th level of other dimensions as well, through all dimensions in the universe. Now, what that looks like, if you want a visual for it, and I'm visual, I tend to read things through my third eye, so that's how I describe reality. It looks like a shimmering green, magenta, purple, raspberry color, kind of iridescent, like a wing of a dragonfly. That's the kind of a look of that level. And the entire level looks like an egg around you. The energy through that system circulates in a particular way. It begins through the vertical tube. There is a spiral of energy that moves up through your system, and then it pops out through where your crown chakra is on top of your head, but it goes further up, and it goes further up at least 3 feet. For some of you, it might be further, but the basic sort of setup would be at least 3 feet. Once the energy arrives at the 3 feet, if you're tuning into it, it would feel like a flat plane almost, but it's a membrane. So it's not solid, like cement plate over your head. It's a very thin membrane, and it's about this wide, so sort of, a little more than a foot wide. That's a basic level. Some people might have much wider ones, some people might have a little smaller, but that's generally what you would encounter. So if you would go with your system, which we will do in a meditation later, to how to actually activate it, but just to describe it, that particular membrane that exists on top, floating sort of in your field, think of it like 11th chakra. It's like another vortex in there, but that vortex is kind of flattened into a membrane. When we arrive to that frequency, it starts to do this. It's like a living environment, which actually then opens up into a sphere. So that's like a personal Stargate that's pre-installed. It just, in most people, it's dormant, so it's flattened. And because it's flattened, it doesn't quite work. What activates is our perception of abundance. If we are in a perception of scarcity, that thing on top there is flat. It's there, it's pre-installed, but it's sort of dormant. And in order to activate it so we can actually utilize it, right? So that we can have access to that universal energy all the time and live plugged in to the universal internet, we end up needing particular consciousness frequency that then will make that flat membrane poof up, sort of poof up into this ball-like energy. That is the access point, that's the Stargate. So the tech here is actually our consciousness frequency and running energy in a particular way. And then, depending on the species that you come from, there are different ways of activating that particular Stargate that exists within our system. For example, beings that are humanoid, like us, like the form with one head and two arms, two legs, vertical, bipedal. We tend to activate it through the technique that I will show you a little bit later in how that particular system activates when we kind of poof it up like that. But beings that are quadrupeds, that are walking on all four, they utilize different pieces. For example, dragon species, the ones that have wings, they activate by creating a 8-pointed system on top of their spine that then starts spinning. And that shifts that particular Stargate component, that bubble on their 11th level, sort of into the middle, like where we would have shoulder blades, if you imagine yourself on all fours. Beings that are feline, Urma feline from Sirius and other places, they utilize their tail. It's one of those things that I find absolutely incredible, that they literally would use their tail by aligning it straight with the spine, so that their center of the brain and the entire spine and then the tail is in a perfect line. And that creates a resonance that activates that type of a stargate inside their brain. So they don't have it floating sort of above their head, they have it inside their head, they bring it in, they pull it in. That's why felines are one of sort of unusual talents that they have, is they can open portals and then walk through those portals with their consciousness, literally, and their body can travel with them if they choose to, but they don't have technology in the form of spaceships. They travel by opening their own portals inside their brain, because that's how their internal technology is calibrated. If we look at the being that are reptilian, for example, like mother lizards, Amashutum, they are guardians of nature a lot of times. They work with simulations and sort of terraform the planets and prepare a lot of environments for different species to come in. So they're on the positive side, reptilian beings. They are kind of vertical bipedal beings, but they have a tail and their butt is sort of wider and the tail is kind of down, kind of like how you think of a dinosaur walking. Now they use their technology in the sense that they create like a tripod in their field, utilizing their tail, actually two legs and the tail as the anchor point, and then the energy shoots up like a rocket that then activates that particular filter that exists in their 11th body. So all of the species, and I can go on, there are many species I know, they all have to utilize that 11th level because that is the access point. And that particular membrane or a bubble or a sphere, that's the stargate that does that. But how they activate that, that depends on the species and depends on particular anatomy that the being has physically and energetically. So some of you who came from species that might have been, let's say, Urma feline, you might kind of play pretend that you have a tail, and you can probably activate that particular frequency through the technology that you used to have as a feline. Or somebody that might have been a dragon in a different lifetime might actually be able to kind of play pretend that turning wheel of 8 points behind them, and that would activate it. So even though we're now in a bipedal humanoid bodies, if we have been in different forms where we have utilized that access to the universal intelligence, we can still utilize that technology, even though this physical body does not necessarily match it. So we actually have more internal technology available to us. All technology that is internal will automatically be compatible with one another because it is based on the holographic fractal syntropy of the universe. So anything that is based on that, another way of saying it, tri-state of God source, another way of saying it is abundant oneness or individualized oneness, anything that is calibrated to that, that comes out of that, will be compatible. So someone who utilized technology in one body that is now different, let's say in this body, will still be compatible because of that. But the personality part, the human part of us, that's the part that tends to get confused about all this multitudes of everything. So to really simplify, there are six requirements, in a sense, in order to access universal intelligence. One is that you have to start from the state of abundance. You cannot begin this process of, oh, I want to because I don't have. So it begins from, I know I have, it is within me, and then I'm going to choose to activate it. So you can see the switch there. We start from, it's already here, I already have. That's the abundant part. That's number one. Number two is being enough. We have to feel like we are worth it. If we feel that we're like, who am I to have this? That can never work because that acts as an interference pattern and blocks it. So that's a number two, is we have to start from feeling like we're enough, good enough to get it, good enough to have it. This is like meant to be, no problem. So that enoughness part is essential. Number three is sovereignty. We have to feel ourselves as a sovereign of our own kingdom. That this is not something that external tech does when, oh, there's something outside of me that's doing something to me. No, we are the sovereign. Nothing is doing anything to us. We are the universe. Holographically, we are everything. So when we start from that place, I am a sovereign of me, and I am the universe, that is another prerequisite. So number four is we have to see ourselves as powerful. If we start from the place of powerlessness, then we end up wishing and hoping to have access to the universe to fix our powerlessness. Like, oh, if I have it, then somehow I will feel like I'm, you know, a powerful person. That can never work, because then we're back to the place of trying out of scarcity to make something happen. So seeing yourself as powerful is another prerequisite for activating this. Number five is seeing yourself as a unique, brilliant being. If you know that you are that being, if you know that you are a light being, then whatever occurs in your axis will automatically be in resonance with your divinity. And we all are sparks of God's source, so in a sense, automatically, we are all components of that. We just have to remind ourselves. So that's your number five, is see yourself as a unique, brilliant light being. And the number six, the last requirement here, is what I said at the very beginning, is that it has to be applicable. It has to not just be, oh, it would be nice to know. It has to be something that I'm choosing to work on this, or to play with this, or I'm curious about this. I'm desiring this in my heart of hearts. It has to be something that is like your thing that you really, really want to, you know, participate or feel or something like that. So it makes it applicable. Once it's applicable, now it's like a platform for the energy to come in and land into. If we don't provide a platform, nothing can happen. So those are the six basic requirements, since we're simplifying this from like, oh, many different technologies. That way the personality cannot be confused. It's very simple. It has to be in abundance. It has to feel enough and worthy of it. It has to feel sovereign. It has to feel yourself, you know, as powerful. And your personality needs to know that you're a light being that desires something, so it's applicable. That's sort of the base parameters for activating universal intelligence access in you. We definitely can move into the meditation, and we will include the application component into it. That way we sort of do all those six steps that I just named from the solar console as the imprints, so that you can actually step into those states, those six components that Solar Console was bringing in as prerequisites. They're already in you. Each one of us already has that, because that is a perception of reality from the view of our souls. So our souls are already automatically in abundance. They're already in this joy and beauty of connectedness and oneness of life. And it is us as a personalities that need to be connected to that frequency within us. That's what makes the prerequisites happen, that then the personality part can receive the information. And that's living and then applying this universal intelligence onto your lives. So let's go into the meditation, take a deep breath, and tune in to your own system. And what Solar Constant would like you to do is to focus inside on one something that you would like to have come as an outcome of this access to the universal intelligence. For now, just one thing. You can practice this on your own with many different things. But for now, pick one something. That is sort of the last component, the application, but it doesn't have to be material. It doesn't have to be a book or a relationship or career or money. It could be something more internal. Pick whatever it is that honestly, right now, you would really, really like to sort of experiment with and arrive in some understanding of. So internally, kind of go in and find in your heart of hearts, what is that one desire that you really would like to have access to the universal intelligence, to have more clarity about, or to understand, or to bring forward for yourself in your life? Good. And when you feel it, in your heart. You can leave it there in your heart. And now tune into yourself as a soul, as a conscious entity that has divinity of God's source in it and resonates into this universe. Good. Bring that star-like presence of yourself downwards a little bit so it's sort of in the center of you. Radiates from your center, could be your heart, could be lower, into this bubble of space that you occupy. Good. Now envision the energy spiraling upwards and downwards from that central divine place that you are. That is your vertical flow of energy. It goes through your body, and you can extend it 3 feet above your head and let it go on the lower end through your hips, through your legs, and then 3 feet below your feet. And notice how this divine energy that you were connecting into, your star being, your soul resonance, is now spiraling upwards and downwards along this vertical flow. And as you tune in to this amazing, precious energy of yourself as divine being, notice how this vertical flow becomes more potent, more saturated, more sparkly, and perhaps extends even further up and further down. Allow it to go as far or as close as it wants to. You are a star with the vertical column through you resonating energy upwards and downwards. Good. This is the place of internal abundance. This is the initial imprint of you as a soul that already is in oneness. There is no separation in this place. Good. Now, in this place, feel yourself as enough. You already enough. You don't have to do anything for it. You are worthy of all the riches of the universe, all the consciousness, all the magical, amazing gifts. Feel the love of the universal energy radiating to you as you receive it because you are enough. Good. Now envision a bubble around you. That is your personal space. Make this bubble whatever the size that is comfortable for you. The upper part of your vertical flow would touch the roof of your bubble, and the lower end of your vertical flow that goes through your feet will touch your bubble on the bottom, so it probably would be about 10 feet in diameter at least. You can make it bigger if you wish. really scan with your awareness the inside of this sphere that you have just created. This is a perfect, safe container. Allow this internal soul star shine into this bubble so you fill yourself with light of who you are. Notice this perfect bubble of energy around you. That is your sovereign space. You are vertical flow of energy that touches the bottom and the top of your sphere. You are a perfect sphere, and there is a star of your soul in the center, radiating its light outwards. You are abundant, you are enough, and you are sovereign. Allow yourself to imprint this state of perfect sovereignty of your inner kingdom. This is your space. It is a holographic representation of the entire universe. Right now, you're a mini copy of the whole universe, of the whole galaxy, of our solar system, of our planet. It's all the same beautiful holographic syntropic pattern. Good. Now, within this place, notice the power of who you are, an incredible power of the creator that you are. It is not control, it is mastery. It is a power of your masterful self. Of all the experience you have ever had, it is yours to own now. Good. Now bring this shine of your uniqueness through this bubble and radiating a little bit further out. And notice how the entire space is starting to shimmer. This is that frequency of the 11th level of this dimension that relates to universal intelligence. It is sort of a darker green with raspberry color, kind of like the dragonfly wings with a little bit of a silver, and it's shimmering. It's very light and it's everywhere. Your entire sphere is now filling in with that energy. Allow it to circulate through your vertical flow. And let it come in all the way to the center of you, to that inner star that you are. And then from there, allow it to radiate out to the edges of your beautiful sphere. And as you do that, notice how your sphere gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger with every breath. You don't need to try to make it bigger. It will automatically do what it needs to. Trust that you are in the perfect alignment with the universal intelligence right now. And now you can return to the energy you put into your heart when you had this original desire, something you really wanted from the internal self. To connect to the universal intelligence. Whatever that was, allow that to radiate and then notice what answers you get. Something that is a next step for you to do, perhaps, or a different way for you to believe about reality. or maybe a different intention and how you need to see yourself. Whatever that question was, that desire was, notice what this space of universal intelligence is telling you. Good. Now shift your awareness again to that vertical flow and notice how at the top above your head there is a smaller bubble of energy. That is your personal stargate. You automatically activated that part of your inner technology. That is the part of you that knows, that has access to universal intelligence all the time. And you did not need to do anything for it. All you needed was those six steps to actually calibrate your field into. And because you are holding yourself in this beautiful light of your uniqueness, your power, your sovereignty, your enoughness, your abundance, and you have an application for whatever you were asking the information for, your internal technology has activated naturally. So rest for a moment in this place so you can imprint how that feels, that you can return here anytime. It is always there. It is our awareness that might go away from it or back to it. But this inner state is always available. It is always there. It's already yours. Take a deep breath in and out. Let your uniqueness shine in all directions. You are a wonderful, awesome light being that came into this incarnation with a purpose. And you can always know whatever is yours to do in any moment, internally and externally, because you forever have the access to the universal intelligence frequency through your inner technology. It is your divine right. And now you can come back to the now moment and remember what was the information you have gotten. It might take a little bit to decode, but whatever you have received, that is your next sort of expression into this reality. This is your moment of access that you can build on to continue this and build a chain of these moments till they are continuous. The only thing here that I would love to add is the blessing that the Solar Council always ends all its meeting with is be love, be free, be God.